So what do you remember most about your high school experience?
I think I remember, or when I was thinking about what I remembered, almost two different things, but the sense of camaraderie and school spirit that we had. We were called the Lancers, Catholic Lancers. Purple and gold were our colors, and I think that was a big part of the culture, was just being excited about what the sports teams were doing. They had big drama productions, and I feel like there's just always something going on.
So where did you participate in?
My children laugh at me. I played sports. I played basketball, tried my hand at softball, wasn't as successful. We didn't have a soccer program, which is very different than it is now, because that's such a popular sport for my own children. And I participated in student government. I was president of student government when I was a senior. But just in general, there's just opportunities to be part of things that weren't necessarily formal, but just spirited.
Nice. And were there any, like, teachers that you remember, like, really strongly, or a certain class that was, like, your favorite?
Yeah, so when I was in high school, we still were taught by some nuns, so I do remember meeting my very best high school friends on the first day of school in what was then the library, taught by this adorable, sweet, short-statured nun. And I think part of why we connected, where we were just like, isn't she so cute? And then, you know, just started a conversation around
that
the table.
That reminds me of Sister Marilyn here, because she's, like, so sweet, and she always says, like, oh, good morning, and, like, when we're in the halls, she'll, like, always pass by and, like, say hi to everyone. And so as a freshman, like, if you were to restart high school again, would you do anything differently if you went back to high school?
Well, I think as an adult, there's lots of things you might change because you have the perspective that what you worried about really wasn't worth worrying about, per se. But, no, I mean, I wouldn't change where I went, and I felt very fortunate that I was able to go to the high school I went to. It's the same school I'd gone to since second grade. So, for me, it was just continuity, and I appreciated that.
So, one to two specific ways your high school experience, like, prepared you for college.
I think my high school experience was one in which I felt comfortable. So I think when I transitioned to college, it was a much bigger environment, but I was just comfortable being who I was. And I felt like I had a good foundation. I was ready for something different, but at the same time, felt like I still could hold on to and communicate with my friends. And very differently than now, because we didn't have social media. We used a pay phone in order to communicate, but you're still able to do it, which was nice.
So, like, you think that, like, what ways do you think it, like, going, your high school specifically, like, prepared you for college?
Well, we had great guidance counselors. I remember that. I remember taking, like, diagnostic tests, and I remember mine came back saying I thought I should go into the military, which is kind of funny because I don't think I'd be very good at that. Yeah. But I guess it just exposed me to different opportunities that I could say, well, if they think I can do that, then I probably can go to college and be successful.
How might you be different if you didn't attend that specific high school?
Yeah, I do think about that because, like I said, I went to the same school from second grade. How would I be different? I mean, I hope I'd still be the same person, but I feel like the foundation that I got and just the consistency of the message that, you know, we want to be kind and caring and, you know, my parents made a big investment in my education, and as an adult, I appreciate that so much more. So I think if I went to a different school, I mean, I know my parents would still have invested in me in so many amazing ways, but I feel like that's just such a concrete way they invested in me.
So why might Catholic education be important for people today?
Well, I'm definitely a strong believer in Catholic education, and I definitely feel like it's a wonderful investment, both spiritually and even financially, because I feel like you work hard for what you receive and then be able to give that back, to pass that gift on to your children is important.
Yeah.
I feel like it's important because it just teaches great values. It holds you in such high expectations of being a kind, good person.
Yeah.
That I feel like it's just the constant reminder around you every day that that's what we want. Yeah.
And also, like, I'm not Catholic or anything, but I've been going to Catholic school since I can remember.
So similar.
Also, Hannah's, like, they always talk about how, like, she's so, like, religious and, like, good in her values, and everyone loves her. So advice what advice did you have for, like, people like me, who, you know, we're, like, getting ready to go off to college, and we've gone to, like, similar kind of high schools. What advice would you have for me?
Yeah, well, I feel like since you've been in Catholic school for as long as you can remember, it's like drinking water or breathing, like it's just what you know. So don't lose what you know, don't try to change the way you breathe or change the way you drink water, but just continue to be yourself. And the foundations, and appreciate too. I mean, I think the older I get, the more I appreciate it. The more I want it for my own children, the more I hope that they'll want it for their children. The more excited I get when I see the different opportunities that are available at school that you can take advantage of. So I think being able to take advantage of that. Then I also think, like, once you're out in college, you can just be so loud and proud. Like, oh yeah, I went to a great, had a great experience in Catholic education, a great experience at my high school. And I can jump into the service trip because I know how to do that. That's just second nature to me.
It would be kind of interesting, like, for me, like, to go to, like, BC or even for, like, Hannah. Because, like, we're very used to, like, those environments and to be doing, like, service and stuff.
Right. And it's us, but just, like, have conversations around a cup of coffee. Like, you know, you just get that chance to be a mentor to somebody or support to somebody.
Yeah. Did you do service in high school? Like, did you have service experiences?
I don't.
Maybe you had opportunities.
Yeah. So no, I don't recall. I definitely did not go away as much as my children have had the opportunity. Nor did I want to be honest with you. I was definitely somebody when I got dropped off at college. Like, how long until she called for a ride home? And thankfully, I stayed. So I was more of a homebody, but I appreciate that, and I'm kind of in awe of what you all do as far as being willing to go to Haiti,
like
the Dominican Republic.
Going
to Camden, or even just Allie going to the Service to Dear Neighbor program is amazing, you know, to have that opportunity to do that after school. And so much of it is just an extension of who you are, and the opportunity to extend who you are is such a gift.
Yeah. I think at SJP, like, since we have, like, I know you might not have had, like, all those experiences or those opportunities, but, like, now here we have a lot of opportunities to, like, do service, and Hannah has done a lot of service. And I've done a lot of service, and it really, like, changes who you are and how you see other people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially, like, those who are less fortunate than you, and it's, like...
And it's just who you are now.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're somebody, oh, yeah, I'll help, or, you know, I'm sure, I can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I love about the overall expectation, that you're just going to raise your hand and say, sure, I'll help you.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, is a gift that hopefully you'll take with you.
Like, how was it having, like, nuns or at your school? Like, how does that make you feel, I guess?
So I've always had nuns at my school, you know, and different ones throughout the years certainly ring a bell, and certain ones, you know, I appreciate that that's what they gave their entire lives to, was the service of teaching small children, which isn't always easy. And then when I think back to two, I had such large classes, and I mean, that was a lot of management skills. So just very appreciative of both their service, but also just their persona. Like, you know, that they were the front line in our classrooms. We spend more time at school than you do at home. So I think that I feel very fortunate that my children have become nice young women, but part of it has to do with my husband and I, but also a lot of it has to do with just the environment that they got to go to school in.
One last question. Okay, so how do you see your legacy of your school, like your high school, being carried out in, like, St. Joseph Prep?
So I went to Newton Catholic High School, which at the time when I went there, actually I went to Newton Catholic Elementary School, and at the time I came from Sacred Heart. So it was a blending of Sacred Heart to Newton Catholic. And then from Newton Catholic, it became St. Joseph's Prep. So I feel like it's just a journey, you know, that people get on, are able to go to a Catholic school, and they get to experience all that that has to offer. And then they get to share that. So I feel like the blending of Newton Catholic and Our Ladies and the Mount become St. Joseph's Prep. It's just like the extension of a family. And that's how I felt in high school, that I was part of a family. It's how I feel my children are here as part of the St. Joseph's Prep family. As a parent, I feel part of the family. So I feel like it's just extended cousins and craziness and all good things.
Yeah.